W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH. The WTH Podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey. Kareem Daniels. And Nate Darling. From the Darling New Media Studios, this is the WTH Podcast.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on the WTH Podcast. It's the Monday episode. We've got some grievances to get to and a bunch of other things before we go any further. But so I don't forget, you can help support the show by hitting that Shop Amazon tab at the top of WTHpod.com and also the Shop Target tab. It doesn't cost you anything extra. And it helps support the show, so please go ahead and do that if you would be so kind. Also, hey, share us with a friend if you like the show. I'm sure you have a friend with a very similar set of tastes that might enjoy what we do here 3 times a week for free. Tell them about it.
That's right.
No reason why you can't do that. Coming up on the show today, have you ever met a human headache?
Yes.
We'll talk about that really quick. What happens in summertime in New Hampshire? And oh yeah, it's summertime in northern Michigan, and it has nothing to do with Kid Rock.
Wow, I can't wait to hear.
Mm-hmm. Well, we might rhyme things with things.
Ooh.
That's what Kid Rock does.
Things with things.
What? But before we get to all of that, I've got a topic for a little chit-chat. So... After spending a day trying to keep her 3-year-old entertained while waiting in ridiculously long lines, one mother has come up with an idea to combat overcrowding at Disney World that is banning childless couples. In a rant posted on Facebook, the unnamed woman said she's sick of seeing childless couples at Disney World. She writes, "It pisses me off to no end when I see childless couples without kids at Disney World. DW is a family amusement park. Yet these immature millennials throw their money away on useless crap." Her solution? People without children need to be banned. Now, it was reportedly posted last September, but it's reaching an all-new audience thanks to Twitter. And there was also an opinion piece in the New York Post this past week. So, Jason, you've got small children. Should childless millennials be banned from Disney?
No, get the fuck out of here.
I mean, we know Disney's already come out. Yeah. So here's the other thing. Disney felt the need to come out and say, no, we're not banning childless. Yeah, no kidding. You know why? Because they show up and they spend money.
Yeah.
Yes.
Disney loves money.
And not only, I think it's just fucking stupid, man. Like, your decision to go to Disney World and not realize that you're going to have to wait in fucking long ass fucking lines just goes to, like, and why are you taking a fucking 3-year-old? Like, I know for a fact that I do not want to take my kid until she's at least 4 years old to Disneyland.
No, you don't want to take your kid at 4 years old to Disneyland.
We took our niece when she was 5, and she was able to enjoy it at Disneyland. I don't know much younger than that if there would have been a whole lot, because everything is big. Everything is scary. And even at 5 years old, some of the Disney princesses were scary.
I know my daughter would dig it. And I've talked with other parents about it. I know, but at the same time, like, that's why, like, you have to be smart about Disneyland and Disney World.
I almost killed my grandson in Disneyland, and he was 6 when we took him.
Yeah. No, I get that. But that's why I want to take her when she's 4, because I think that
You think she's not going to have a meltdown at 4 like he had at 6?
I'm sure she might, but...
Here's the key, Jason. I'm not. Here's what you need to do. You can take the second one when she's 4.
Oh, yeah.
And the first one when she's 6. Boom. Because then it's all done at once.
Well, I don't want to... The thing is, like, for me, like what I want to do is I want to do something special for my daughter when she's four, because she's had this new baby sister and stuff like that. And that kid's just going to be getting out of that age where
people who take their kids to Disney World at 4 or 5 years old aren't doing it for their kids. They're doing it for themselves.
Well, I'm doing it for Disney. I'm not going. But see, at the same time,
he's doing it for Disney.
Well, no. But I'm also, I wouldn't go to Disney World. Like, that's the thing is, like, I'm talking about Disneyland, which is much smaller and a much different place, like, than I think Disney World is. Disney World is like a family. Like, that's like a resort. Like, I look at Disney World in Orlando as like a resort where if you're not going there for a week, you're not really doing it right. You know what I mean? Like, that's what that is. Like, Disneyland, though, is like something that I was brought up on as a kid, and like going to Small World, like, there's just things that I know that she would be able to dig, and we wouldn't have to, we could do one day there with her, and that would be more than enough. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not talking, like, she just wants to go around and see some of this stuff and see Mickey Mouse. Like, I know what she wants to see.
Sure.
It's not about getting on all the rides or anything like that. But it's also partially for me and my wife to have an experience with her where she gets to see it. Like, we're not going to be going there to go on rides. I that's not what my destination is, to go on rides, you know, or do that.
Here's what you need to do. Let me help you here.
Just go to the Disney store.
No. Here's what you do. When the old one is six and the young one is four, you have grandma and grandpa come out from New York, and yes, all of you go to Disney. And then there's two adults for every child. And that's the only way you're not going to kill yourselves.
Well, the idea
or would, each other.
The idea would be that we leave the young one with grandma and grandpa. We wouldn't be bringing the small one. It would just be big sister time. Mm-hmm.
So what happens 2 years later when the other one turns four? Are you going back with both?
Probably not.
So why does the second one not get a 4-year-old trip to Disney?
Because the first one had to endure like having a new sibling and all that type of stuff and not getting all that special attention.
So why is she being punished for being born second?
She's not.
Yes, she is. No, because you're doing something for the other child you're not going to do for her. No. That's punishing her for being born second.
Let's get back to the issue of millennials.
told you, it's not about the kids, it's about the parents. I'm the cool parent. I took my kid to Disney for their birthday. You know what? Parents who take their kids to Disneyland before they're 6 years old are parents who have fucking birthday parties for 1-year-olds. That's what the fuck you are.
We had one. Did we have a second birthday for her that we invited like everybody to, like, that was crazy like that? Like, no. I mean, like, That you're right. That first one is for the parents. Yeah. It's an ability to see all your friends you haven't seen for the last year.
Right. And have them buy you things.
I think specifically for my 1-year-old's party, we said not to bring any presents.
You did. But people brought presents. They still did. That's what you do. That's what you don't show up for a birthday party and don't bring presents.
No.
What kind of dick does that? You of course you say no, but if everybody has to, that's what you, it's just part of the thing. And this isn't about you and your Kareem turned on you right there. That really wasn't fair because it's a whole different conversation,
but I wasn't talking about them.
I didn't
per
think,
se.
I don't think you did it intentionally, but it ended up really hitting him in the backside. Because, and again, I've seen a lot of reality TV where they have these huge parties for these kids who are never even remotely going to remember this. There's no way. I have almost no memories of things happening before I was 5 years old.
Yeah, no, I remember my fifth birthday. That's
even it. Even at 5 years old.
Yeah.
It's stuff that happened when I was 7, 8, 9. And then from there on up. So the idea that I'm sure it's cool and there'll be pictures and all of that and do what you want. I don't give a shit. But I think bringing a 5-year-old, goddamn, I wouldn't want to go much younger than that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he almost did not make it out of Disneyland alive. And I wasn't the only one. Is what I'm saying.
It's littered with people who bring kids that are too young to experience that. Look, if you wouldn't bring your kid to sit through a 2-hour movie in a movie theater, you cannot expect them to handle the theme park experience.
Oh, and that's the thing is my daughter can handle, like, she's actually been to, like, she went to two movies when she was up in upstate, and she was perfect. She was an angel from what I heard. And then when we took her to see Toy Story 4 for like this family thing that they did, where it was like you're supposed to bring kids to it.
Sure.
She watched the whole thing, and she wasn't like she. And that's because she's her father's daughter. Like,
I'm telling you, I saw people.
Yeah.
I saw a man.
I know, but
with his child by the collar.
But we also like
nose to nose
with his kid. I get
with
it.
His kid nose to nose.
I get it
with his kid.
But we go to the zoo. Like his we do kid a lot of
smell know, what we, he ate two we, weeks ago.
We do a lot of stuff like that. Like we go to the zoo like on a like almost once a month, every other week basis stuff like that.
You do understand that for a small child going to Disney to see the princesses.
Oh, it's
gonna
be nuts.
And Mickey, would be like if you took your most religious friend to go meet Jesus,
and that's what I want to do,
except bigger.
I want Mickey Mouse to be her Jesus, because there's no color there; she'd be colorblind.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's time for the airing of the f***ing grievances.
Oh, it sure is. Let's see what we got. Thank you for calling in last week with your grievances, Jason. We do appreciate that.
You're welcome.
By the way, you can call in with your grievances, too. You just call our number and leave your message, and we might play it back for you. Our number is 916-281-9390. Call anytime. Maybe you have a grievance with us. We want to hear it.
Yeah, maybe.
That's right.
We'll probably call you names and stuff like that.
Pretty bitch.
Yeah. It's entirely possible.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Or we might play it back and, you know.
What? Did you say something?
What? Yeah,
exactly. Jason, what's your grievance this week?
Oh, man. My grievance is like, I know better and I still do stupid shit on a fucking regular basis. So my grievance is with myself. So we were, I knew that we should just pack some sandwiches before we left the airport to fly home. But I'm like, you know, no, it's fine. We'll be in O'Hare, we'll be able to get some food. It'll be easy, not a big deal, right? So we end up getting McDonald's, which is fucking horrible, which is not what I necessarily wanted, because you can go to McDonald's anywhere.
Not loving it.
Not loving it. And then we get back, and it's how do I always forget that, like, there's nowhere to eat, so you're eating on a chair, and now you have these two kids. Like, it's not like this is the first time I traveled with one kid, let alone two kids, and I'm carrying everything. Like, I'm a freaking, like it's like a donkey. Carrying like two backpacks, I had a car seat, I had a stroller, plus I had a kid. My wife helped a lot, but she had a baby that she was holding the whole time, and a diaper bag also, and then her backpack. So it wasn't like we all, it was nuts. And then I'm like, yeah, well, I'll get some food for us. And I take the daughter to go to get some food. I come back, yeah, and it's just. So I ended up having like two drinks that we only drank half of because it was already time to board, because like they start boarding like 45 minutes ahead of time for everybody.
Oh yeah, for the kids, yeah.
You know, so like all of a sudden like it's like gotta go, and like I have these two drinks. I'm trying to carry all this stuff, plus I have my daughter's uneaten nuggets, which I wanted to get so she could have them on the flight later because it's gonna be a 5-hour flight. So I wanted to have those, and I put them in a container, but like I realized that I only had one barbecue. Anyways, man, it was just it was horrible. It was horrible. Like, guy sat in the seat, spilled the drinks. Like, it was horrible.
You're a goddamn mess.
And I was just a fucking mess. And I mean, really, it's just like a, you know, Jason, you can learn your lesson. And no, you just got to fucking pack some sandwiches, all right? You're not above it, bro. You're not above it. Just pack some fucking sandwiches.
I got two words for you. Lunch ubbles.
Exactly.
There you go.
Oh, man.
All right, Kareem, what's your grievance this week?
Oh, my God. My grievance is the dumbass in the White House.
What did you do this week? I mean, it could be any week.
This motherfucker signed a bill for the 9/11 first responders.
Yes, yes, yes. I believe I know of what you're speaking.
Great thing. It needed to be done. You could have hung your hat on. I signed the bill to make sure the 9/11 responders are taken care of for the rest of their lives. And that would have been good.
It would have been perfect.
This motherfucker.
Hold on, Kareem. I've got the clip you're talking about. Hold on. I will have it in just a second because Ron Perlman tweeted this morning. All right. Here we pull this down and here we go.
Of September 11th attacks. It also provides pensions for those who are suffering from cancer and other illnesses stemming from the toxic debris they were exposed to in the aftermath of the attacks. Many of those affected were firefighters, police officers, and other first responders. And I was down there also, but I'm not considering myself a first responder, but I was down there. I spent a lot of time down there with you.
So that's what you're talking about.
Yes. This motherfucker, like, you couldn't just let them have their thing. You had to lie and put yourself in this shit.
Oh, but it's not the first time, Kareem. Someone found a clip of him from 2016 claiming that he helped clear the rubble. Let's take a quick listen to that.
The rubble. And I was there, and I watched, and I helped a little bit. But I want to tell you, those people were amazing. Clearing the rubble, trying to find additional lives. You didn't know what was going to come down on all of us, and they handled it.
What was going to come down on all of us?
Well, I'm guessing the building. But Ron Perlman tweeted he was at Ground Zero like he was in Vietnam, Desert Storm, Afghanistan, Iraq, like he won the popular vote. And is the least racist motherfucker you ever met. Just to give it a little context to what you're talking about.
I just don't. And the fact that people support this shit. I that you would lie. One that you would lie about that. And like I said, that motherfucker still support this guy.
So your grievance is more than just with him. It's with the people who support him.
Yeah, because it was an unnecessary lie.
Yeah.
But you just put yourself in the middle of it's. I just can't say anything else. I don't even know what else to say to this shit.
All right. Well, it's time for me now. And my grievance are the lying motherfuckers at Jim Boy's Tacos. Now, first of all, Jason, I must apologize because a few weeks ago you had a grievance with Jim Boy's Tacos and we had a good old time giving you shit for it. And I have to apologize because these guys are just the worst. So my wife, as I mentioned on a show earlier this week, my mother-in-law and my niece were down for a visit, and my wife, who had a meeting to go to, said, "Hey, do you guys want something from Jim Boy's? Because I'm going to go to Jim Boy's after." And I looked at Jim Boy's menu, and one thing that people who know me know about me is there's two things that I fucking hate more than anything in the universe:
Jews and black people.
No, that's three and four. It's garlic and onions. So I look at Jim Boy's NorCal menu and under classic burritos, Jason, what does that say?
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked me, Nate, but it says meat and cheese only, add refried beans for, and then it lists all the different types of meats you can get.
Sure. So I say, you know what? I'll get a steak asada classic burrito. It's meat and cheese only. And my wife brings it, and it's the greasiest fucking thing I've ever had. Mm-hmm. That's part of it, but I'm, you know, whatever.
Right.
So I take a bite of it, and I go, why is there something crunchy in this? I'm like, that's weird. But I'm at the end, and I'm like, well, maybe they crisp the fuck out of the edge of this tortilla shell.
They kind
of
do, yeah.
My next bite, I'm like, no. this is onions. And I went to the sink and spit it in the garbage disposal. And you look, it was just, there was like a fucking hand of white onion sticking out the end of that burrito. So let me ask you, you assholes at Jim Boy's Tacos.
Yeah.
Is an onion meat or is it cheese? Because it says meat and cheese only, and there was a fucking onion in there.
And it wasn't cooked onion. It was raw white onion.
Is onion meat or is it cheese? Which is it?
Yeah.
Which is it? I then got in the car and went to Chipotle.
Were you upset? Were you fucking pissed?
You know what? I was disgusted. I was disgusted with myself for it. And my wife is like, I asked them, is it meat and cheese only? And they said, yes. Are onions meat or are onions cheese then?
Yeah.
Which is it?
They probably just, I mean, in order to.
What is unclear? It's in black and white.
I know.
Meat and cheese only. Add refried beans.
I know, man.
There is no mention of onions.
I know.
Anywhere in there. And it's not like it's something like there are things. If you get something that's like super nachos, I expect there to be a bunch of stuff in there. I get that. But when you say specifically meat and cheese only.
Now, I'm not trying to stick up for this fucking place.
Wow.
I'm not trying to stick up for this fucking place.
Oh, dirty son of a.
Because fuck them. But I will say traditionally when you're making steak asada, uh-huh. you're usually making it on the grill with onions as part of what you're making it up.
Are onions meat or are they cheese?
I get it, bro. And they fucking did a horrible service to you by not explaining what steak asada was on there. That's just traditionally the way that it's been made, that I know that it's made, mm-hmm. you know, and what to expect with it. But it says meat and cheese. It doesn't say meat and onions.
It says meat and cheese only.
Yeah, it doesn't say, So, yeah.
It says meat them. And cheese only.
Yeah.
In black and white.
So, what is meat and what is cheese with the bean and cheese?
So, well, bean is the meat substitute, and cheese is, in fact, cheese.
But it just says meat and cheese. Which one's the meat? The bean or the cheese?
Well, the bean, because it's a protein. But I'm just asking you: is an onion meat or cheese? And so my apologies, Jason. I'm sorry.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
But that's sorry. I just wanted to say that. All right. So we talked earlier about the human headache. Negative people. Can cause permanent damage. And here's 8 ways to manage negative people and relationships. Number 1, don't go to Jim Boy's. I'm sorry, you can go to Jim Boy's. I don't care. Number 1, be conscious of how much time you give to them, especially when all you give is unwanted and they end up withdrawing from you. Be cautious when dealing with negative people. You don't want to waste your energy. Number 2, give them less power over you. But let them in if they earn it. Truth be told, we don't want negative people ruling over their lives. Just remember that if they're trying to change, let's let the change come. Give them a chance. Now, remember, you're not responsible. That's 3. If they're sad, complaining, unhappy, feeling undervalued, or just mad about Jim Boy's, remember, you aren't responsible for those feelings unless you are Jim Boy's. And you aren't responsible for helping them overcome those feelings either. Be careful of how much of yourself you give. 4, don't take them personally. If they do hurtful things, know that they can't always help it. They're negative people, but you aren't. Brush it off and move on.
Fuck you, Nate.
5, here's the important one, Kareem. And this one just made me go like Napoleon Dynamite. 5, remember you can't win. Sometimes you just aren't going to be able to win over a person who isn't ever wrong. You'll never triumph in an argument where their minds are so deeply rooted in cynicism. Let it go and move on. 6, they aren't like this because of you, unless you're Jim Boy's. And 7, you can be compassionate, but don't sacrifice yourself. Be careful how much you give away to people. If they honestly want to improve their moods, be right there with them. But if they withdraw, forget it. And 8, at the end of the day, remember one thing. It's not about you. Don't take it personally. You can't fix everyone. Oh, unless it's Jim Boy's, then it is about you. Because is an onion meat or is it onion cheese?
I don't know.
I need to fucking know. And I need to know now. All right. Sorry. All right. It's time for a comeback story. You remember Rachel Dolezal, the white woman who identified as a black woman and formerly leader of the NAACP in Spokane?
Yes.
Well, in April of 2019, she agreed to a plea deal where she paid almost $9,000 for felony welfare fraud. And if you didn't know, she has a merch store.
What?
Yep. Through Zazzle, which is sporting 230 items, she tweeted, "Have coffee or hot cocoa with me this holiday. Free shipping and 60% off my mugs today only at Zazzle/Rachel Dolezal.
Mm,
197 cool. Other great products designed by me too." That was back on Cyber Monday. I don't know that I want a mug with her photo on it, but she also tweeted, "I see you. Nice mug from my Zazzle store." Is someone begged for a fave and a retweet because they bought one of her mugs. She's also selling original artwork on the web store too, so if you want to check that out, go ahead. She announced the launch of her store on Instagram last September, and you can see the full array of products. Let's take a quick look, shall we? There are all unique products featuring art by Rachel Dolezal, MFA. Is that motherfucker? I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, you can get wrapping paper with her on it.
Just Rachel wrapping paper. Oh my God. That would be amazing.
We need to get that for somebody.
I need to find that. Yeah.
Well,
here's the people I can send it to for Christmas. You can
get 20% off with the code end of July Zazz.
Damn.
Go ahead and get that. But I think if I wrapped, you can get a set of three golf balls too. Just hit her face.
Yes.
Wow.
In her face at the driving range. There's some of her art and, ooh, a teal abstract art tie. Do you know what never looks good? An abstract art tie.
Oh, man. I hope my kids never buy me one.
Oh, she has playing cards where she's posing seductively.
Wait, what? You can almost see some nip there. They might have had to airbrush it out.
No, you know, whatever. Anyway, go ahead and pick that up if you want. Meanwhile, it's summertime in New Hampshire, and
oh man,
oh my God,
man, she is excited.
She is. Now you can't see this because we're recording the video for this and the micro SD card is full. So, headline, couple going at it on the hood of a parked car arrested. Alan Chandonnet of Manchester and Cheryl Bucky of Greenville were arrested Friday on indecent exposure and lewdness charges in Manchester, New Hampshire. See, a man and a woman facing charges after being accused of inappropriate public behavior on the hood of a parked car in the Queen City on Friday. Now, just before 1 a.m., a sergeant on patrol was in the area of Veterans Park when her attention was drawn to two people on the hood of a parked vehicle. As she drove closer to confirm what she thought she was seeing, she saw that they were engaged in lewd behavior. The sergeant approached the suspects, who were 47 and 48, and when they saw the sergeant, they immediately stopped their behavior, so that's good. They were arrested without incident and charged with a single count each of indecent exposure and lewdness.
I don't know. I think I would have had to finish if I was going to jail.
give me a second.
She looks like she did.
Yeah.
She was pretty happy about
it. Yeah. It's like she's been waiting for that pound. Like, she's been waiting for that.
Mm-hmm. Waiting for that trip to Pound Town. Meanwhile, it's summertime in northern Michigan, and a Traverse City man was arrested while walking naked from the waist down on a highway. He's 53, and he's been charged for taking a sans pants stroll. James Colson, who has a criminal record, has been charged with indecent exposure and resisting a police officer. Indecent exposure is a 1-year misdemeanor, and resisting an officer is a 2-year felony. So there you go. He was arraigned on the charges in district court in Traverse City. A judge ordered him held on $10,000 bond and scheduled his next court appearance, a probable cause conference, according to court records. Officials say a trooper was on patrol at about 10:45 a.m. on July 19th when he saw a man unclothed from the waist down walking in the highway. The man was stopping cars in the road and slamming his hands on the hood of vehicles. Now, authorities said the trooper attempted to speak to the man, but he refused to follow commands and was verbally abusive. After several attempts to get him to comply, the trooper told him he was placing him under arrest. The man attempted to flee, but the trooper subdued him. A Traverse City police officer arrived and helped the trooper handcuff the man. Now, they later identified him as Colson and transported him to the hospital to be evaluated. He was released and then charged. But shockingly, alcohol is believed to have been a factor in the incident. He has previous convictions for retail fraud, being drunk and disorderly, operating a vehicle while intoxicated, and driving with a suspended license. That's according to court records. So,
well, that guy's sick. Too bad.
Yeah, well, you know, when Kid Rock was singing about summertime in northern Michigan, this was the verse that was left out.
He said, hey, I was just had to hang out and let it air out.
You know, if he hadn't been stopping cars and slamming his hands on the hood of the cars, I wonder what, because in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And a lot of other places, as long as you don't have an erection, you can walk around pantsless. I mean, I'm not encouraging it. I'm just saying I've seen it.
Stop telling, give Jason ideas.
Because I'm not Sam.
Yeah. No. No, our boy Sam Platt. So, anywho, let's wrap this up. Hey, we finally got one in at about 30 minutes. So I'm very, very excited about that.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Alrighty, we go down to my hometown. And this is only small town news because it happened in a small town and it made the Newport Dispatch headline, truck stolen and damaged in Barton. Police say someone took a truck for a joyride in Barton, causing substantial damage to the vehicle. At some point on Saturday night, someone stole a truck owned by 62-year-old Paul Lebrecht of Barton. Lebrecht's vehicle, a 2015 Chevy truck, was taken from his driveway located on Glover Road. Police say the suspects caused substantial damage to the truck and returned it in the early morning hours on Sunday. Now, according to the report, another vehicle parked in the driveway was gone through and change was stolen from inside. Anyone with information is asked to contact Vermont State Police. And here's why it's really small town news. Police are reminding the public to lock their vehicles. Oh, and do not leave keys inside while unattended.
Nope.
Yeah. When you're in a small town, sometimes you just go, you get home, you leave... Leave your car unlocked and leave the keys right in it.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about losing them.
Yeah, man. I'm surprised at how many people sleep with their doors open, like unlocked.
Oh, yeah. When Leslie's relatives, when they come for a visit, they like try the doorknob first. I'm like, we don't live in the woods. We lock the door.
Yeah. I don't know where you're from.
I do know where they're from.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
From the land where everyone's got a gun.
We lived in the woods.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, don't leave your kid. That's why it's small town news. Well, that's going to do it for us for another week. Hope you enjoyed all of the shows. Hope you're doing great. And goddamn, it's August.
Yeah.
It's been August. August.
It's August 2nd.
On my way back from North Carolina.
Monday? No.
August 5th.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't note August on the Friday show. Sorry, we missed that one. But hope your August is going great. Hope it's going swell.
I hope it's not too hot.
Me too.
Is it hot as balls?
Sweaty balls.
I want to remind you once again, you can call us anytime, 916-281-9390, and leave us your grievance. Or a compliment, whatever you like. We're here to listen and maybe play it on the show. All right, everybody, have a good one. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.
That was freaking crazy.